This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have our next guests in the studio. Please make them welcome. Michael Lindner from Michael and the Masks and his gorgeous fiancée.
Oh, hi.
Forgot his name.
Greg.
I'll be honest. Greg doesn't have a microphone, so he can't say hi anyway.
Well, at this stage he doesn't.
But he's gorgeous, and he's also Michael's fiance.
Yes, lucky me.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Of course.
So when did it all start for you?
I was born a baby child and I always performed as a kid through school. Never knew it could actually be a career. And then found myself at after year 11 getting into Whopper, and I went through there for 2 years. And then I.
So, are you from Western Australia?
No, I'm from Melbourne.
Okay.
And I moved over there.
Because these other boys are from Perth.
I know. Suspicious people come. Speaking of naughty people.
But,
And then I worked my way through music theatre and cabaret, and I've been in what's the so called straight theatre at a lot of big commercial musicals and the odd pantomime. Actually, my first one was a three-headed dragon in Ballarat in a pantomime.
That was a three-headed dragon?
Yeah, actually, the show was called something about a three-headed dragon. I was playing two roles, a pauper and a prince.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you played the three-headed dragon.
No, and that was a puppet. I do have a lot of personalities, which comes out in the show that I'm doing at the moment, so that's kind of cool. But all through growing up, I just listened to a lot of music and getting driven to drama class and stuff like that. Mum would have her music on, and I think that's where I sort of found this soundtrack of these women who just made a really big impression on my life. People like Linda Ronstadt, Connie Francis, the Shangri-Las, and people like that. And when I was putting this show together for Midsummer, I wanted to do something different, not a cabaret, not a musical. So I've formed a band and doing like a gig, which is nice to just sort of not put together with banter and stuff like that. It's like we've just put together these
songs.
Great songs.
Yeah, do you have a glass of booze on stage with you?
No, I don't. No, I'm not going down that road. But we could have. But, got some great musicians on board who are also doing some other shows. I think Caleb, he's playing for Dolly's show and he's playing lots of instruments. He's doing guitar and mandolin. And Miranda Fitzgerald has homophonic. I don't know if you know the classical group. So she's got this electric double bass, which she's playing for that. So, but I'm trying to grunge us up a bit and make us do these classic songs, but in a sort of urban, sort of indie style as well, and sort of pay homage to that beautiful era, 50s, 60s, mostly women. I think there's one song by a male in there, but that was a bit of an accident. God, it just happened that I looked at all these songs I wanted to do and I was like, they're all women. And it's like, they're all the people that, you know, influence me.
That's a gay thing.
Yeah. And just, it's beautiful. I just love these songs. And like growing up, I wanted to be Anne Margaret, you know. I'd watch Bye Bye Birdie and in my fantasy play out in the backyard or whatever. I was always either a Disney princess or Anne Margaret or someone.
do you know that on her birthday, many years ago now, she would always get roses from Elvis.
Oh.
And she didn't get them on this birthday, and she knew something was wrong and was the day he died.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
So there's a story for you. They stayed friends.
They did so much together, didn't they? Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's really exciting to just have this gig and we're at Gasworks putting this on. And so I want to do a challenge to something I'd never done before and just sung with a band.
So this is the first outing for Michael and the Masks.
Yeah. Which my mum kept calling Michael and the Masks. And I'm going, no, it's not the Masks. But seeing that these songs were predominantly by women, I just went, you know, I want to do something about that masculinity thing and exploration about what is masculinity. So there's a bit of a theme there, but it's not really a pushing any message.
And do you have chats in between about this, why you chose the songs?
There's a little bit of chat here and there about some of those things, and there's a little bit of rewrite here and there in some of the songs too.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just want a few surprises and sort of, as I say, rough some things up a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And the big story that's coming out of your interview today is Greg, your partner, who's going to be playing guitar in a moment when you sing a song.
Yeah.
How did you meet each other?
We met in Berlin.
Well,
last year I was on holiday and he'd just moved to Berlin from the Wirral near Liverpool in the UK. And we met and spent, well, I was there for 3 months in Europe, but in the last 4 days we met and we just clicked and then came back to Australia and we were both upset about that. Then he came out for 2 weeks and then when I dropped him back at the airport, I broke down. Then we decided that he's got to come here and we're going through the process of very long, arduous process of visa and there's all this stuff in the air about that whole process could change at any minute. It's going to happen. We don't know when. So our application at this moment may actually have to start all over again. We're just waiting to see what happens. But he's a beautiful man.
Oh, look, and he's gone red.
And you're planning a wedding, right?
Well, we're getting married 2 weeks after the show. So that was really good timing on my behalf. I'm apologising for that. But he's beautiful. He's playing today with me. As we left the house today, we just heard this doink noise and the guitar we had, strings broke on it we left the house. So we've grabbed this nice chunky old Yamaha. So goodness knows how that'll go today, but it'll be good.
Yeah. All right. So, now, just before we play the song as well, you said something off air that, what's your next gig?
After this, in August, I head to Sydney and Greg's coming with me to start Billy Elliot.
Whoa.
So it's an 18 to 20-month tour around Australia.
Yeah. So awesome. Really, have you been in it before?
No.
Right.
Last time around, I was working on a cruise ship and missed the auditions. So, and I kept going, I'll be off the cruise ship. Can I audition? And missed out. But I really wanted to and then had a great time at these auditions. The panel were great.
And you're still not too old to play Billy.
No. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Makeup.
So what part are you playing?
I'm in the ensemble playing several roles and covering the dad and George, the boxing coach. So
what a great show.
I know.
Such a great show.
It's just one I thought, because I left big music theatre for a while and I started doing some smaller theatre. I also became a teacher in special needs and primary school. But this show called me back and I just went, I really want to audition. Yep. And from the moment I walked into that audition room, I was just like, I need to be in this
I'm
show.
Back.
Yeah,
I'm back.
I was really happy. So,
all right, what are you going to sing for us today?
Actually, going one of my new favourites, Stone Ponies, but made better with Linda Ronstadt, different drum. So a bit of a classic, but yeah. We've never sung in a radio studio before. It's exciting. We've got reverb.
Now, once you start singing, you might want to take your headphones off, but it's up to you. You see how you go.
All right.
This is Michael Lindner from Michael and the Masks.
You and I trapped to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, oh, you cry and moan and say it will work out. Oh, but honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Oh, don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm not good, it's just that I'm not in the market for a boy who wants to love all me. Yeah, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty, all I'm saying's I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull rain in on me. So goodbye, I'll believe and I see no sense in this crying and grieving. We'll both be a lot longer if you live without me. Don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I'm not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yeah, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty, all I'm saying's I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull. In this crying and grieving, we'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. Oh, oh. that's beautiful.
The guitar survived.
Yes, no. Well done, Greg. Well done, Greg. Well done, Michael. That's beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah. It's a nice song. I love that.
So when is it, the shows?
Well, it's February 6, 7, 8, 9, 7 o'clock at Gasworks. And
what's the show called?
It's called Michael and the Masks, My Vanity Project, because they're my songs I wanted to sing.
I love the name.
Well, yeah. It was really hard to chop and change and put songs in and all that sort of stuff. There's so many good songs. And you can either book through Midsummer itself or through Gasworks, because when you do it, perform at a hub, half the tickets go to one venue, half at the other. Yep. So if it's sold out somewhere else, which I'm sure it is, then try the other place.
I know, I'm having the same problem with my show. It's like half Midsummer, half Chapel. It's very confusing.
It is a bit confusing, but hopefully they talk to each other and move the tickets around a little bit.
I hope so.
All right, and it's February 6 to 9.
6, 7, 8, 9. That's right. Yeah.
And what time of the day?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, brilliant. 1 hour of cool music, great musicians, and Greg's organising some soundscape stuff and music stuff too.
Lovely.
Before show. It's going to be really exciting.
Great venue too.
Venue.
Thanks, really Michael, for coming in.
Thank
and
you for
all the best,
us.
Greg, for the wedding.
Yay.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.